This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Ben Nulli. A fifth-generation farmer believes he needs to leave the soil better than he found it. Details in a moment.
Sometimes you need the advice of a professional. For your health, you see a doctor. For your livestock's health, you see a vet. And for your crop's health, you should see your certified crop advisor. Every CCA is held to the highest standards of knowledge, experience, ethics, and continuing education. These rigorous standards are your assurance that you have access to the advice you need to make the best possible decisions. Your CCA is a certified professional. Reason number 8 of 10 reasons you should go to certifiedcropadvisor.org to find a CCA near you.
Michael Fritch is a fifth generation corn and soybean farmer from Mitchellville. I caught up with him at the Iowa Power Farming Show a few weeks ago to talk about cover crops.
So I farm with my father, and we farm corn and soybeans and have a cow-calf operation.
And do you practice any type of land stewardship programs on your farm?
Yes, we believe in water quality. We drink the water just like everybody else, and I firmly believe that I need to leave the soil as good a shape, or if not better, for my son so he has the opportunity to farm. So we do implement cover crops. We use terraces and other means for water quality.
And what type of cover crops do you use?
We normally use the rye grain.
Is there, is that kind of, depending on which one you do, is that the best one, or which one would you say, I guess, just opinion-wise?
It gives me the most flexibility. If I'm a little bit later planting it, it will germinate and then come back in the spring. Unlike oats, if it germinates, the freeze will kill it and not come back.
So what's the cost with that, putting that in?
Probably somewhere around the $20 to $25 an acre, depending on what your seed costs are.
Now, if a farmer wanted to do, I guess, cover crops on his farm, never tried it before, what do you suggest to him?
The easiest way we do it, you can either, with rye, it's pretty forgiving. If you can aerial apply it and let the moisture germinate it. What we do is we use an old grain drill and follow the combine and drill it in. I have done some broadcast applications, and that will also work as long as you have soil moisture.
Michael, thanks for your time.
Alrighty, thank you.
I'm Ben Nulli on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.